AU offers over 850 online courses designed to fit your needs. That's 850 opportunities to earn credits that seamlessly transfer back into your program. Improve your GPA, explore new subjects, and study from anywhere. Visit atthebeskeu.ca to browse our online courses and transform your academic journey.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Cataraqui on Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee land.
And welcome to 30 Years of Nonsense with Sherry and Terry.
Hey, everybody. It's Terry.
And Sherry.
Yeah.
And he told me not to say Doherty today, so I'm going to say it.
Yeah, of course you are.
That's how we roll.
So, we had a busy week, Sher.
We had a very busy week, and we did a lot of nonsense, particularly on Sunday. So we thought that we would share with everyone the stories of our week. We saw three music events / concerts, and that was a lot, but we love it. And it was lots of fun adventures. We saw some amazing artists. So what we're going to do today is tell you about those adventures and then play you some of our favorite songs from those events.
Yeah, that sounds great. We talked a little bit about it last week. We did see the Tragically Hip No Dress Rehearsal, and it was a great event. Like I said last week, just the pomp and circumstance and just everything about it. I haven't had a chance, and we can go into it more. We haven't had a chance to watch the third and fourth episode. Really want to do that, but have been just exhausted from the week. Well, I got to be honest.
After we had our nonsense weekend, then you immediately drove to Toronto and did some of your corporate nonsense.
Yeah, well, so we'll call it nonsense, but I did corporate work for sure.
It is your day job. Let's put it that way. So I thought we'd jump in right in today and just play a hip song, because you can always start with a hip song. And so I believe you're going to play us Courage, and then we'll jump right in.
Yeah, absolutely. Here we go. A little bit of Courage. Not sure why it's not playing.
Sometimes you need courage to fill the dead air. Maybe that's ironic.
It should be playing. It should be playing. I don't know what's going on.
Oh. Okay, well, I'm going to let him fuss with that, and I will move on to the other things that we did this week while he does the technical aspects, because, you know, you give me an hour, I can fill time with talking. Yeah. I'm going to let him tee up that, and then I'm going to share with you. Hang on, do you have it?
No, it's playing, but I don't know what's going on here. So it's playing in the background. It's just not coming out. So, this could be a problem.
Is it playing on the airwaves?
No, I don't think so.
If you're a friend of ours or anyone listening, please let us know if you are hearing this on the airwaves. You can text one of us and let us know. We're not sure it's coming out, though.
Yeah, I don't think it is, sure.
So we'll jump right in then to Saturday night. We had the benefit of going to the Jordan Davis concert, and we have talked a lot about Jordan Davis, actually, because he is one of our favorite country artists, and we did that on Saturday night. So we're not going to talk about Jordan Davis any further at this point, because we have done that. But we're going to talk about all the opening acts that we saw that we really thought were fantastic. We saw Ashley Cook. She was the first opener for Jordan Davis, and she is young and energetic and cute as a button and enthusiastic, and we really enjoyed hearing her play.
All right, I figured it out.
Okay.
So let's...
In the category of nonsense, this is how our world works.
Yeah, let's...
Let's play Courage.
Let's play Courage. Yeah, sorry about that, folks. I figured it out. It was just a button. Was it?
Watch the band, a bunch of dancers. Quickly follow the unknown. Muffin.
of us still together human. Tragedy consistent, the necessity of living with the consequences under pressure.
Averted.
Good job, Terry.
Yeah, that was crazy. I don't know what was going on there. I just looked like
okay.
One of the
moving on.
Yeah,
it's not happening anymore.
It isn't.
What did you think of Ashley Cook?
I thought she was amazing. I was really, really surprised. I got to be honest. I wasn't expecting her to be that good. Sometimes you get opening acts. I got to tell you, I was amazed about the entire weekend. Every opening act or every, I don't even want to call them opening act. Every
act. You basically saw a Sheryl Crow concert.
Yeah. Yeah. And the script the same. So, and we'll get to Sunday, but every act we saw this weekend could have been a headliner.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, it was pretty wild. Ashley Cook, I thought she was amazing. I mean, I didn't do the write up you did on it this week, which I appreciate. So that's 2 weeks in a row. So, you know, there we go.
Not keeping score, but you also let me know every time you do the laundry.
Yeah. Well, it's because it's every week. But who's counting?
You.
Yeah, I know. When we talk, and I was intentional there, but when we talk about Ashley Cook, or when I was looking at what you had done for Ashley Cook, I didn't know. The first thing that popped off that my page or off the page for me was that she's from Parkland, Florida.
Yes.
So that's where tragedy struck in my mind, right? I just listened to a podcast about Parkland, Florida again. And so I thought that was really interesting. So she had such positive words to say. I don't know a ton of her music, so
she had a few bitter boyfriend songs, which were pretty cute, actually. She was channeling her inner Taylor Swift, I think, in a few cases.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
So she's definitely had her heart broken. She's really young. She was born on June 12th, 1997. And she, like you said, was born in Parkland, Florida. She independently released her first album, which I respect. A lot of people independently publish music or independently publish their own first book.
I think that has a lot to do with the sign of the times we're at, right? Like Justin Bieber, he put his stuff out on YouTube and that's how he got found, right? So, I mean, it's much simpler today to do that because, you know, with all the social media streams, right? Like when you're looking for something or looking to listen to something, it's all over social media.
Well, there's people that are TikTok sensations.
Yeah.
There's actually a Sirius XM channel now that is TikTok music.
Yeah, I know.
I don't listen to it, but I know it exists.
Yeah, but what's crazy about it is, so one of the TikTok songs, like I talked, was Mr. Brightside from The Killers. But then there's other TikTok songs like Chubby Checker, The Twist. So it really varies from genre to genre. and from decade to decade. Like there's so many, and it's, and I think it's really cool that they're not just picking current songs or current pieces, that they're actually stealing from all different areas.
Right. Yeah, so, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, she was really good. I was really impressed. I enjoyed her. Like you said, she did have that one song about, you know, just because you have a bed doesn't mean I'm going to sleep in it or whatever. Yeah, or make your bed doesn't mean you're sleeping. It was pretty good. And then
it's called Your Place. Yeah. It basically is saying it's not your place to know what I'm doing anymore. And I'm not sleeping at your place, which is great.
Yeah.
That was actually released in December 2023 as the lead single. And she has now had the opportunity to collaborate with Kobe Calais and Nate Smith and Jackson Dean. So I think she's one to watch. I think we should all keep an eye on her. She definitely has the it factor. And we selected to play for everybody today, Almost Do, which is one of her songs. So why don't you go ahead and play that for us?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go.
Kind of picture perfect that you might find on a jewelry store sign. But we made a habit of breaking up, making up, waking up to the same old same. We got tired of that game. We said we wouldn't talk no more, 'cause we know what that leads to. So I won't reach out, but if you only knew, I almost dropped down your street to see if you're home, and I almost call just to see if you're sleeping alone. But I don't, 'cause I just can't help but wonder if it would hurt less if you thought that I couldn't care less, or if you knew that I don't show up out of the blue saying I still love you, but I almost do. Sometimes I go out and hit it off with someone new and feel like I'm moving on, and I almost do. Then I almost drive down your street to see if you're home, and I almost call just to see if you're sleeping alone. But I don't, 'cause I just can't help but wonder if it would hurt less if you thought that I couldn't care less, or if you knew that don't show up out of the blue saying I still love you, but I almost do. Yeah, I almost do. Yeah, I almost do something I regret. Can't believe I haven't yet. What if you're almost over it? So I don't, but I almost drive down the streets to see you're home, and I almost call just to see if you're sleeping alone. But I don't, 'cause I just can't help but wonder if it would hurt less if you thought that I couldn't care less, or if you knew that I don't show up out of the blue saying I still love you. Yeah, I know what I shouldn't do, but I almost do.
Song. The next opener for Jordan Davis, the second opener, was James Mitchell Tenpenny the Third. So I thought that sounded funny and interesting.
It's very fancy.
I actually really liked the last name Tenpenny, and he had a really cute logo that went along with it.
Yeah, yeah, for
so
sure.
That was pretty great. He was born in 1989, so a little bit older. But very interesting as well. He's had a long career so far, and he's released things independently, as well as his first big, big hit being Drunk Me, which was in February of 2023. And we all like Drunk Me as a song. What did you think of him, Tara? I don't think you were very familiar with him before that.
No, and I'd heard a few songs of his, or I'd heard one specifically. And then when we were driving to Toronto, Kieran actually played that song again. It's not the one we're going to play today. And I don't know what it's called. And I wanted to talk to Karen, but you'd already picked the song, so it didn't really matter. And I didn't want to change it. So, well, I did want to change it. Let's be honest.
I told you not to change it.
Yeah, so I didn't change it. But I know it's not the one because I've listened to it. I thought he was really cool. He had such stage presence that I could have been seeing him as the headliner.
He did. Now, my only complaint, and I use that word lightly because that's not my style, was what we learned is we will never buy floor seats again.
Well, so, no, we'll never buy floor seats to a country concert unless we're standing on stilts because there was some girls in front of us, young ladies, and it was fine, but they didn't actually have all of the seats that they were acquiring.
No, there was a little kerfuffle with the seating.
Yeah, but they had their cowboy hats on, and they had them on top of their head tilted straight up so you couldn't see past them. And because there was like five of them standing in a spot for two, it was like they were blocking out the sun.
Oh, they were, like my entire view. So just for context, I'm only 5'3". I don't wear high heels when we go to a concert. I wear them a lot, but I don't wear them when we go to a concert.
I think you're 5'3" standing on a table. Let's be honest.
We're not the tallest people in the world. And I had bought floor seats thinking that this is a good idea. And forgot that at any concert, but particularly a country concert, everyone stands up and dances, which is great.
Yeah, that's
fun.
No,
and that's fine. But then when the people in front of me, like you said, were five wide with cowboy hats, there wasn't even an opportunity to peek between the hats to see. So I don't really feel like I saw Mitchell Tenpenny. I heard Mitchell Tenpenny. I don't even remember, like, we're going to talk about this when we get to it, but the concert Pink was amazing with video screens and ways to view it.
Yeah.
And this wasn't quite as great.
No, I mean,
like, I didn't see another screen easily accessible by my eyes to even see what was happening on the stage.
So I was talking to another person after the concert about it kind of this week, and we were talking about how basic the lighting was for this event. So it was very basic. There was 8 intelligent lights on one side of the stage and 8 on the other for the openers, and then just 12 lights kind of flashing in between. Very basic, very cool, very well done the way they did it. And then there were some additional lights for Jordan Davis. And in all honesty, I think there was only additional 6 on each side for him. And it wasn't overly done that way, but the sound was top notch.
The quality
of
the
sound.
That's good, because I could only hear and not see.
Yeah, it was really good. And I kept looking at the stack in the ceiling, and it was done properly. Like, as a guy that has been around sound most of his life, with regards to bands and DJing and stuff, I really enjoyed the quality of the sound on Saturday night. It was spectacular.
That's good. Well, my lesson was that going forward, because we did this for the other events that we attended, I want to be in the riser seats in the bowl. Yeah. Because for sure, even if the people in front of you stand up, you're a whole level above them, and short people like me can still see the stage. So I don't think I'm going to buy floor seats again.
Yeah, I didn't even feel bad. I actually had to tap one of the people on their shoulder. Two of them moved out of the area, so there was only 3 at one point. But again, the people on both sides of them, they seemed pretty frustrated with these girls, just what they were doing and what was going on. And then I tapped the tallest one on her shoulder and was like, hey, you know, can you move over to where your friends are? Like, nowhere near us.
Go dance in the aisle or something.
There was a whole bunch of empty spaces over there at that one end. And as soon as she moved, I was like, oh, cool. There actually is somebody performing. I could have been listening to the radio.
Right.
A really good version of the radio.
It was good.
But yeah.
No shade on Mitchell Tenpenny by any stretch. It's just where it came to mind. And it was a great performance. Like you said, the sound was phenomenal. And I guess the shout out is, if you go to a country concert, just be mindful if you have a cowboy hat on that it could really be blocking the view. It could really be blocking the view of the short people behind you.
What I found really interesting about that whole piece, was with regards to that, nobody else seemed to have their cowboy hats on the rest of the night.
Right.
It was just them.
Yeah.
So only they did it, which I thought was interesting as well. So, you know, when we were looking around, it was only them that had their cowboy hats on, not the rest of them. So there was 4 other girls that kind of were sitting 2 rows up. And as soon as they got to their seats, they took their hats off and put them on their seats. So you could see. And I think it was the people behind them that said, hey, take your hats off, okay, ladies.
This is way too much conversation about cowboy hats at a concert. Yeah, so why don't we play a song?
Yeah.
And Terry's going to play Somebody's Got Me by Mitchell Tenpenny.
I've been drinking more wine instead of tequila. Standing at home instead of swiping my Visa. Ain't running up a tab on a Tuesday night. Ain't calling up a cab in the morning light. Been finding some things I didn't know about me. Every wall fell down around me. I didn't go looking, no, it just found me. What happened to me? Guess this is the new me. Somebody's got me all fucked up, like I'm three drinks in and the room is spinning. Somebody's got me calling up my mama, a little nervous, saying that I'm falling. Somebody's got me in the palm of their hand, like the story was written, all part of God's plan. Got my back, got my soul, got my heart on my sleeve. Cause somebody's got me, somebody's got me. 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 Is this how it feels to be a man? When I wake up with her, when I do it again, making sure she feels safe in my arms. Fighting for the flame when you're feeling that spark. Sharing the covers to sharing the closet. Catching my breath right after I lost it. From her walking in to the dress that she's dropping. Whatever she wants, oh, she's got it. Yeah. Somebody's got me on. Like I'm three drinks in and the room is spinning. Somebody's got me calling on my mama. A little nervous saying that I'm falling. Somebody's got me in the palm of their hand, like the story was written, all part of God's plan. Got my back, got my soul, got my heart on my sleeve. Oh, somebody's got me, yeah. Oh, somebody's got me.
Your host, Chris, for The Witching Hour, live on CFRC 101.9 FM every Wednesday at 12 a.m., where you can get your weekly dose of metalcore, post-hardcore, crying, screaming, and sometimes throwing up.
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
They say nothing good happens after midnight, but why not stay a while and find out?
I gotta tell you, I love that commercial.
What's funny is in our household, nothing good happens after 8 p.m. because I'm grumpy.
Yeah, that's true. So that's very true. But that was a great commercial. That's a great promo.
Made us listen.
Yeah, yeah.
We weren't sure what that was about.
Now that's awesome. I'm gonna listen to. I'm never.
You're not awake anymore at that time. You can kid yourself and say you are, but you're not. You're part of the 5 a.m. club.
Yeah.
As much as you don't want to admit it, you fought it for years. You know that the 5 a.m. club is a beautiful thing.
Yeah. Well. Okay, I'll agree to disagree.
You do it.
I know I do it every day, but yeah.
Let's jump into Sunday.
Well, no, hang on. Before we get there, I want to talk about Mitchell Tenpenny just for one more second.
Okay.
This guy rocked it out. His rock covers, and when Jordan Davis asked him to come back, so Jordan Davis asked Ashley Cook to come back and Mitchell Tenpenny to come back, and they played a collaboration song at the end. It was amazing.
Yeah, it was very good.
And he rocked it out. He was like their band. They were like a Southern rock band. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you guys get a chance, go listen to Mitchell Tenpenny. He's really, really got some cool stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
We did a lot of Sunday. Do you want to talk about it or do you want me to talk about it?
Where do you start? So we got up crazy early. First of all, we got in late because we're out at the concert. So yes. We got in, was after
late
midnight.
For us.
Yeah. 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 Especially for me not DJing on Saturday night. So coming in late and then having to get up. I think the first alarm went off at like 6 a.m.
That's actually not crazy. You know that I feel like that's already sleeping in a little bit. But the point was we needed to be at the door by 8 a.m.
Yeah. So our son was going back to Edmonton, Kieran. Mm-hmm. And we had to drop him off at the airport.
So, in Toronto.
So we decided that we would make an adventure of it. So Saturday was a kind of a crazy day for me. I actually bought a lot of concert tickets.
Oh, right, because I did an open house and you were bored. Yeah, here's a little plug. Please come to my open houses because otherwise Terry is online shopping while we're at our open houses.
Yeah, I literally was. So let me
tell
you.
And I need to sell the house so we could pay for those concert tickets that he purchased.
So we've got the upcoming concert for Morrissey, but we've talked about that already. And then I bought tickets for, I think it's Evanescence.
Yes.
Yeah, I bought Evanescence tickets as well. So, and then I bought tickets for Billy Joel and Sting as well.
And then
well.
I made him stop it.
Yeah, I was like, oh, there's so many great concerts coming up. So I bought all
there
these
is,
tickets.
There is, but it was really because there was not very many people at my open house. So we needed more things for him to do other than online shop for concert tickets. Yeah. We're trying to get to Sunday because there was a lot of Sunday.
Oh, Sunday is insane. So Sunday we get to the airport. We drop Kieran off and then we head to Buffalo.
Because, you know, that makes sense.
Yeah. So
to come home via Buffalo.
Well, we didn't even come home via Buffalo. So we go to Buffalo and we stop at our favorite hot dog place, which is Ted's Hot Dogs. We've been going there for years.
Forever, since the kids were babies.
Yeah. I don't even need to put it in my car. This is a new car and my new car could tell you how to get to Ted's Hot Dogs because we've been going there so often and it was great. It did not let me down.
It didn't disappoint.
It did not disappoint.
It hit the spot exactly. They do amazing hot dogs, cooked your way, garnished your way. And then of course you have to have the cheese fries. So the highlight of my adventure, apart from seeing Pink, was the cheese fries at Ted's Hot Dogs in Buffalo.
I don't know. I think the Loganberry juice that they had.
That was very good as well.
That was really good too.
It was very good as well.
Never had Loganberry before, but you know, big shout out to Loganberry. It was pretty good.
I will share with you all though too, Terry and I really enjoy our road trips together. So generally speaking, when we're on a road trip now, it's just the two of us and we had a lot of time in the car together on Sunday. And one of the things we like to do is play Stump the DJ. So for those people who follow him and attend Hardway on Friday nights, he plays Name That Tune generally with the guests. That's the primary purpose of the game. And he's really frustrating when he'll only play you 10 seconds of a song and you know it, but it won't come to you. So I like to play with him in the car and make him think and make him get frustrated like he does for everyone at Hardway on Friday nights. It's really fun and it helps pass the time a lot. He's very good at it. So sometimes it's hard to stump him. But I go into the depths of things. Oh. But that's literally what we did between Buffalo and Syracuse.
Yeah, it was just 3 hours of deep cuts.
Yeah, we did a little bit of prep for this. We talked about what we might talk about on the show and on a future show, actually. We had something else planned and then left turn again. We decided that we would do this instead because we had such an adventure. So here we are. We go Kingston, Toronto, Buffalo, back underneath the lake over to Syracuse. And the intention of that was to attend the Pink concert, which we literally just bought tickets the day before that, maybe a day or two.
I was hanging.
You got a great deal.
I did. So I was looking at the tickets online. I've been looking for a couple of weeks now because I really wanted to see Pink. And I wanted to see Pink before she ended her tour. And it's ending really soon. It's called the Summer Carnival Tour. And if you get a chance, I don't know if any of you have the time, money, or energy to go see Pink. It's a long concert too.
It was a very long concert. We actually left a couple minutes early.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost 6 hours from start to finish.
It started at 6:30.
Doors open at 3:30.
Yeah, I wasn't there at 3:30. We were still at Walmart getting our good groceries.
Yeah. So
3:30.
Doors open at 6 or 3:30. DJ starts playing at 6. which was amazing. We'll talk about him in a minute.
That's our next thing we're going to talk about.
And then the concert goes from 6:30 to 11:30.
Yeah, it was something like 11:30. We tapped out. We have to be honest. We had a long drive back to Kingston. 11. And we wanted to beat traffic a little bit. And Terry had to get up at 5 a.m. to go to Toronto the next morning. And I was sleeping in the car.
Yeah.
On the way.
And I bought a blanket for you because I knew you were going to be cold.
And grumpy.
Yeah, all those things. But yeah, no, it was really good.
So let's talk about the DJ because he literally was a highlight for me. This DJ was called DJ Kid Cut Up. And if you want to talk about a guy who can pump the crowd up, knew his crowd and knew his audience, it was a lot of female inspired music. I would say that 80% of the people in that venue were women and some young girls like with their daughters and things like that. And he was playing like Gloria Gaynor. He was playing 9 to 5. He was playing Journey. He knew what he was doing.
Yeah. And what was really interesting about it is he had obviously he's done this over and over forever show for that sure. She's on because he's on tour with her. He had sampled the right sections and was cutting and mixing them. Obviously, that's why he's called DJ Cut Up. He was incredible. I
wanted to hear him more.
Yeah.
And I actually now have started following him.
Yeah, it was kind of weird because before Pink came on, he played for 30 minutes. He played a 30-minute set before the script, after the script, before Sheryl Crow, and then again before Pink. But then there was an additional 15 minutes where it was just background music.
Yeah, they shouldn't have done that. That should have been him again.
It should have been him playing the whole 45 minutes. Yes, and the crowd was so into it.
Oh, the whole stadium was chanting and singing, and it was fantastic. And he had a good personality as well. So obviously, we were a little bit further back, and we couldn't see him directly. But they have massive screens.
So he wasn't on stage.
Where was he?
He was offset completely. If you looked at his background, it was like a green screen background. Yeah. So he wasn't even on set. He was just on the three screens.
Oh, well, he was phenomenal. And he had a good personality because I always find it endearing when people make themselves giggle. But he was like making himself giggle. He was singing along. He was dancing along. He loved what he was doing. And I actually leaned over to Terry. And the guy actually quite looked like you 25 years ago. But he did look like a young Terry Doherty, and yeah. I thought that was really fun. So that made him more endearing to me, obviously. But this guy, it was a really pleasant surprise, and he was phenomenal. So actually, we're going to sample you some of his music. This is a little bit different for us, but we're going to play you a bit of one of his sets because we were so impressed with it. So this is DJ Kid Cut Up.
Guys, we tried to find some other stuff. There's some people that have taken some stuff from him on YouTube, but I don't
seem to be able to.
Yeah, and I don't seem to be able to play YouTube stuff, so I wouldn't try even. Nor do I want to. But anyway, let's talk about the script. So that was the first real opening act of the night. They're from Dublin, Ireland. They originally were called My Town, and they were a boy band.
Okay.
So they were a 90s boy band. And then unfortunately, one of the people in the band, what's his name here? Mark Sheen, he dies unexpectedly. Again,
well, that's a bummer.
I know. So, and the lead singer of the band, the guy's name is Danny O'Donohue. You can't get much more Irish than that.
I knew you were just excited when we found out they were from Ireland. Yeah.
Well, it was interesting. I didn't know that they were opening, so I didn't know much about the opening acts until we looked at the tickets. I was never really looking. I was more looking to see what Pink was going to say. She's got so many jams, and I was looking to see what her kind of set list was going to be. And then it said the script and I was like, oh, I know the script. They got superheroes and stuff like that. And, but I didn't know they were Irish cause I've never heard them talk cause I've just heard them sing. And what's funny is he came out in that Irish accent. He was like, hello. And it was like,
oh, come on, do it. You can do it better than that. You were born and raised in Northern Ireland. You can do an Irish accent.
I can, but I'm not. I was doing a funny English accent just to be smart. But it was great. He was amazing. The whole thing was really good. And you could tell he was Irish when he was speaking. But when he started to sing, he was really, really nondescript. You would have thought he was North American, the way he just carried himself in that lull.
Okay.
I didn't get the whole Irish accent out of him at all. They're considered pop rock or soft rock or indie rock or alternative rock. I don't know. That's kind of how they class themselves. I just thought they were like amazing. I don't know what other to call them. They were really good. And they made me a fan, I think, from listening to them.
Oh, for sure.
They actually came over to the States and they actually performed or were writing stuff and collaborating with Montel Jordan. I think it says TLC. There was a bunch of people that they collaborated with and they've been on a ton of different TV shows. So they were featured in 90210.
Really?
Didn't know that. Yeah. Ghost Whisperer.
That's a fun fact.
Yeah. The Hills, Waterloo Road, EastEnders, Made in Chelsea, which it's a British movie, our show, and then The Vampire Diaries. And then the frontman, Danny Donohue, he was actually on The Voice UK in seasons 1 and 2.
Really?
Yeah. And then
as a coach.
Yeah. No, as a coach. No.
Okay.
Yeah. And they've literally sold over 20 million copies of their albums worldwide.
Well, did you see their awards list?
Yeah. Their awards list is massive. So like best selling Irish act, best Irish band, best album, best Irish pop act, emerging artist. Best live performance. And it goes on and on and on.
That's international.
Yeah, they did. They won best
international awards.
Yeah, the World Music Awards. They won best international group in 2012 and in 2013 at the Brit Awards. And then they're in the Pop Hall of Fame. They get a pop award for that. Best group, world group in 2014. Best world live act, and then world's best album.
Wow.
I mean, it's crazy. And these were just a couple of them were nominations, obviously. But then and then in 2018, they got Mass Appeal Award. Like, they're just really, really good. I think what the best thing to do is probably play superheroes. So
yeah, we still need time to talk about Pink. We're running short on time. So let's get some of this in.
And we got to sneak Sheryl Crow in there as well.
We can do it.
So, yeah, we can. All right, here we go.
Took away the prophet's dream for a prophet on the street. Now she's stronger than you know. A heart of steel starts to grow. On his life, he's been told he'll be nothing when he's old. All the kicks and all the blows, he won't ever let it show. 'Cause he's stronger than you know. A heart of steel starts to grow. When you've been fighting for it. Superhuman, step to fly. Every opportunity, when you've been fighting for it all your life, you've been working every
Domestic pets like dogs and cats are often left outside off-leash. These pets scare wildlife, destroy the nests of animals, and attack animals.
Always keep your pets on a leash when they are outside and discourage them from chasing wildlife.
This message was brought to you by the students of St. Marguerite Bourgeois Catholic School and Sandy Pines Wildlife Center.
Well, that's a good thing to do. So let's
jump in.
Let's talk about Sheryl Crow.
We have 16 minutes to talk about Sheryl Crow, Pink, and our weekend.
Yeah. So I'm going to let you go on Sheryl Crow. I got to tell you, I loved seeing her perform. I would have just, you know, I know we went to see Pink, but I was happy just watching her. She performed for over an hour.
She did. It was basically a full Sheryl Crow concert. And I didn't know how much of a fan I am. I knew a lot of her songs, but I didn't know they were Sheryl Crow songs. So now I know. I will take a step back, though, and say, if you haven't had the opportunity to, please go and check out our Instagram. I posted a picture of Sheryl Crow, and that woman is 62 years old. She is strong. She is healthy. She's in jeans and a tank top. She is rocking out, and she is living unapologetically. I love that because I like to be an advocate for people over the age of 50 still doing amazing things. And she absolutely is a role model that I shared with my network of mostly women who follow that part of my life. But I was just in awe of, you know, again, I've been down my rant before, but you see things that are like, oh, we can have soft chair exercises for people over the age of 50. And it just infuriates me because what I want to do is just send back a picture of Sheryl Crow and say, really, does this lady look like she needs soft chair exercises? So no. She's a role model for that. She's beautiful. She's muscular. She's everything I'm trying to be.
Yeah, I don't even want to offend, but she was gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. No,
she was gorgeous.
Listen, she absolutely. But on top of that, talented.
Well, yeah. And here's the whole thing about it. We were like having a debate, and then we had to go to Dr. Google, of course, to figure it out, to determine how old she was. Right. I was like, there's no way this lady's in her 60s. I didn't even think she was in her 50s. I'm like, she's been around a long time.
I would have said late 40s.
Yeah.
By looking at her and her tenure, yeah. I would have said late 40s.
Yeah, but, and then I was like, no, she's had way too many songs. And then she goes, I've been doing this for 38 years. And right. I was like, what?
But you know what was awesome is she's so comfortable. It just looked like fun.
Oh, yeah.
Like you can sometimes tell when newer artists are still a little bit nervous or they still have the jitters a bit, but she just walked on the stage, and she should after 30 years, and just owned it and looked perfectly comfortable in front of that huge stadium.
Yeah, she crushed it.
So for context, she was born in 1962, and she is, so that makes her a little bit older than us, which is awesome.
Yeah.
To look at her and think of everything she has done.
Yeah, and to think that, you know, she's been on tour this whole time, and hers, like I said, her set list was incredible. It was one hit after another. And I know you're not as into kind of that genre or that time of music because you were raising the kids or you were home with the kids and doing that stuff.
When was I home with
not
the kids?
Not home with them,
what,
but you know.
What wife were you talking about?
I was out DJing and you were
mean on Saturday nights?
On Saturday nights.
The rest of the time I was working my butt off.
I know, but what I mean is on Saturday nights, okay. Right? You were home with the kids and I was out DJing. So I was playing her music all through that whole time period. So I've heard all these hits and I was just like, I can't believe I'm literally getting to hear the best of Sheryl Crow. Like right. It was like a Sheryl Crow album. And then the coolest thing, and we don't have time to go into Sheryl Crow. I got to be honest,
no,
guys.
We don't.
We're literally looking at the clock here and looking at each other. What I did find was really cool, and we'll do this because she did this. She actually, her and her band make a plan before every show to learn a song
right.
and to play it. So that night they played, do you remember what they played?
No.
Oh, okay.
I know. Yeah, the idea is they randomly come up with a song out of a hat, basically, an hour before the show and try and learn it and then perform it in front of the entire audience. So I love that they're still challenging themselves and not just doing what's easy. And so I'm sure you have it queued up or you want to tell us. So what did they play?
Well, I can't remember what they played. That's why I was asking you. No, I was like,
I thought you were asking me because you're like, look at me being smarter than you.
No, not at all. Because it's not in her set list.
It was a rock song.
It's always a rock song. I can't remember. It will come to me. It'll be one of these, bing, it'll come on at night and we'll remember it later. But one of her covers that she does, and she does it so amazing, is Sweet Child of Mine.
Right. So let's hear that.
And this is one of the songs, obviously, I'm sure she plays all the time because it was spectacular.
He's got a smile that it seems to me reminds me of childhood memories, but everything was as fresh as a bright blue sky. Now and then when I see his face, it takes me away to that special place, and if I stay too long, I'll probably break down and cry.
actually invites guests to text her or email her song requests, and then they all put it on. So yeah, that was pretty cool. I thought that was really, really neat. We don't have a ton of time to talk about her. What I did find interesting is she maintains a lot of houses. So she's got one in Florida. She's got one in Nashville, which I find really odd, and you didn't so much, but I did. And then she's got one in Manhattan. I guess it's the country influence somehow. She's got that kind of country feel, but everybody that we talked about today, I think has a house in Nashville.
I want a house in Nashville.
Yeah, me too. I'd like one too.
We don't have that.
No.
That's okay. We need to move on to our nonsense, what's coming up on the weekend. So I'll let you start with Friday night at Hardway. What's going on?
So Friday night at Hardway, we're in our tournament. We're into week two. Guys, if you haven't joined yet, come on out. We're doing 10 weeks, and it's the best of 8 of the 10 weeks. So we're going to cut out your 2 worst weeks and then the top 5 players from each, or top 5 teams from each division. So we have a novice division and an advanced. We'll go on and play for some prizes and stuff in week 11. So that'll bring us right into Christmas, kind of holidays and stuff like that. So if you haven't joined, please do. With this week, our 4 categories, I'll tell you what they are, and it's kind of cool. So we're doing hair bands is going to be one of our categories. And then I wrote down bald artists, but then I was like, well, is bald artists even appropriate? Should I be saying follically challenged?
I'm not sure.
So anyway, we're going to do bald artists.
When have you ever been appropriate anyways?
So I was thinking like Midnight Oil, bands like that. So anybody...
You were talking about the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, stuff like that. So
Bruce Willis had a song.
Yeah. So anybody like that. So anybody that has no hair on their head, that's going to be in my round 2. And those first 2 rounds are going to be...
Why are we talking so much about hair?
Well, that's funny. So we are because we've got a buddy named Thomas, and he's the hair mechanic.
Yes. He,
and he's just switched to a new salon, and they're giving away 4 $25 gift cards. So I thought it'd be kind of fun to kind of promote it through some hair songs.
Yes, and he will be there tomorrow night. If you get the opportunity, Thomas. He is one of the most friendly people alive. And a great man, as well as responsible for my hair. So if you think it's decent, you could go see Thomas and get really, really dyed blonde hair as well to cover the gray.
Yeah. And then our third round is the Cleverleys. So that's going to be interesting because that's banjos and stuff.
Right. I'm curious about that. Yeah. It might be annoying. It might be fun. I'm not sure.
I think it's going to be fun. I think, when we did the Bridgerton covers the one time, and that was kind of cool. I think the Cleverly covers is going to be fun. And then the other one is bands that have kids in it. So they're children. So, which is funny because Pink, we're going to play a Pink song that has her daughter. It's her and her daughter Willow playing.
Look at that. Nice tie.
It is a really cool tie-in. So that's kind of our Friday night. Saturday, we're helping a buddy clean up. They're selling their house. You're selling their house.
Yep, it's sold.
And we're going to help them get all ready to move. And then Sunday.
Family time.
It is family time. It's family Thanksgiving. Time. We're going to be eating turkey and ham and relaxing and hanging out. Watching some college football from the day before. And then we roll into Monday. It's Thanksgiving Monday. We're going to relax. And then we get back at it on Tuesday.
Well, you're going to work a little bit. I'm probably going to work a little bit. But we are going to do that. But we literally have 4.5 minutes. You cannot do Pink justice in 4.5 minutes.
No.
So we do have her song queued up that she played with her daughter, which is amazing. I will give you my 30-second take on Pink, and then you can do the same. So much respect. I had so much respect for her before, but to watch her, she is an athlete. She is a artist. She has so much talent, and she just reverberates joy and positivity. I loved one little thing that stood out for me. So she sang "Don't Let Me Get Me." And in the original lyrics, she said, "I'm tired of being compared to damn Britney Spears." And she has now changed that lyric to "sweet Britney Spears," which is really interesting, but it really stuck with me because the times have changed and so have both of those artists since she released that song. And I thought it was very respectful that she changed it to "sweet Britney Spears." So that was a highlight for me. What was your 30-second highlight?
We've met her before personally. So for me, it was just really cool to see her perform. So I've seen her in a personal setting with her husband at the racetrack. So to see her perform, it was amazing.
She spun on her head and sang.
Yeah. I just want to say one, I can put her in one word. She was a machine.
Yep.
a machine.
I said phenom, but sure.
Yeah, she was a machine. And it was incredible. I loved every minute of the concert. She did a couple of covers towards the end. She did What's Up by Four Non Blondes. And we hung around to make sure we saw that. And it was incredible. And she had the crowd into it. It was just everything you would think it would be and more. We're going to play her song that she sings with her daughter.
Right, which is incredibly moving just to see this happen. Her daughter's really talented, also one to watch. I believe she's now into theater. I saw something about her getting into Broadway and theater.
The funny thing is she was talking about herself at 12 being arrested for singing the Four Non Blondes song.
Disturbing the peace.
Disturbing the peace. She got arrested for singing Four Non Blondes out a window and disturbing the peace. And she said literally her daughter is a straight A student who just wants to be a good kid and be good and be a part of the family. So without further ado, here is Pink and Willow Sage Heart.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving. Oh, hang on. I guess I should start it properly. Goodbye, guys. We'll see you next week.
I've been dreaming friendly faces. I've got so much time to kill. Just imagine people laughing. I know someday we will. And even if it's far away, get me through another day. Cover me in sunshine, shower me with good times. Tell me that the world's been spinning since the beginning, and everything will be alright. Cover me in sunshine. From a distance, all these mountains are just some tiny hills. Wildflowers, they keep living high. Oh, they're just there and still. I've been missing.